Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I wasn't going to start the show here. I was going to talk about F-16 fighter jets being the difference between the commanders being in Washington, D.C. and in Maryland. But here we are. Why did you... Because Doc and I kind of talked about this yesterday, so I'll ask you flat out today.
Okay.
Why did you feel the need to put a pitchfork through the heart, through the spine, through the guts,
well,
if you will, of the Washington Commanders on Friday?
It's what we call a reverse psychology, Chris Russell.
Yeah,
I mean, knew that
yeah,
on
there
Black
were
Friday,
emotional hedges, like
were.
In betting. This was reverse psychology, Linnell style.
Hello, Jaden.
Yeah.
No, I did it because I genuinely had the most sour of tastes in my mouth after what happened last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Against the Cowboys.
Against the Cowboys. It was the most egregious loss of the Dan Quinn era. And when you add all of the context to it, it made me lose my trust for this group, is what I continue to reiterate. All year long.
One game, or the three-game losing streak?
No. The loss to Dallas.
Okay. Specifically the loss to Dallas. Okay.
Had nothing to do with the rivalry. It's the fact that, hey, look. The one thing that we've said about you all year long is you beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not only did you not beat a team that you were supposed to beat,
yeah,
but one can make the argument that you were stymied on both sides of the football and mm-hmm. couldn't accomplish much. Our defense stunk versus Dallas, and we'll get to the defense against Tennessee, but I didn't think they were that great against Tennessee either. The bottom line is this, though. I think that loss to Dallas... Hopefully, and I think it did based off of what happened Sunday, refocused this group, reinvigorated this group, and made this group feel, you know what? It's now or never. And I think that's the type of effort and focus and detail that they played with on Sunday. I tweeted it out, I think, and you've been here covering things closely for a long time, Chris. I think the offensive line performance Sunday in the run game was the best I've ever seen it.
I could see it immediately from... Obviously, from series one,
yeah, right.
but you saw it over and yes. over and over and over and over again. And obviously, it's easy to say that when it's 267 rushing yards. But those of us that pay attention, and I don't see everything live, so I'm going to start with that. Those of us that pay attention could just see them blowing people off the line of scrimmage
yeah,
and huge
right away.
Holes, not only on the Brian Robinson touchdown run, but on a third and one, I mentioned this a couple of times already this week, on a third and one, Brian Robinson runs up the middle for 17 yards, which, you know, you don't always see, right? Because usually it's a short yardage type situation, get the first down, reset, get a first down, what have you. And Tyler Biadasz just absolutely demolished somebody that would have gotten to Brian Robinson if Tyler Biadasz didn't demolish him. That being said,
it was a shocker,
I do agree that a horrendous loss led to a dominant win, because it, even with all the distractions of Thanksgiving and all that stuff, they were able to absolutely focus, hone in, and maybe they caught an unsuspecting Titans team coming off of their Super Bowl win, of the year against Houston on the road the week before. I don't know. But the bottom line is, What I'm most curious by is why you, the power of the, you know, positivity, the prince of positivity.
And that's where you all have me wrong. I am not the prince of positivity.
When it comes to this team, you usually are.
I am the emperor of objectivity. Oh. That's another one. Oh. Put that on a damn t-shirt.
How about the Sultan of SWAT?
The Sultan of SWAT?
What the hell is what? The SWAT? It's a Yankee baseball term.
Or a Yankee doodle went to town like riding on a pony.
I think it was Babe Ruth's nickname.
What did he stick in his cap and called it macaroni? Yeah. A feather?
Yeah, a feather in his cap.
Well,
I can't believe you even know that. But anyway, so like, what would you? I got to get to this though.
No, it's
what in the world would lead you, even as bad of a loss as it was, and it was
because
an inexcusable loss. What would lead you to having zero faith in the new operation? And you're
it's not
the, guy
the new
that
operation.
You've been,
you're missing what I'm saying. I think it was misconstrued. What I put a fork in on Friday morning, based off of the Dallas loss, was the 2024 Commanders, meaning their playoff lives were over, essentially.
Sure.
In my opinion.
But that's losing faith in the operation.
It's not losing faith in the...
Sure.
It's understanding that maybe things had just caught up to them. I don't... Everybody in here... First of all, if you go look at every national pundit this week that talked and had to talk about upsets, who was the favorite upset of America this week? Tennessee.
What was the Tennessee?
The Tennessee Titans.
I picked the Titans. I was dead wrong.
I was dead wrong as well. And I guess that's the thing that I.
That's not
you
what
all
I'm taking. That's what I'm not taking issue with. Not that you were wrong. I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong.
Well, I think I also need to take the time to say that I was wrong. Someone tweeted at me, and it was they were trying to serve me some humble pie. Because when you're as right as often as I am,
sure,
people capitalize on these moments of weakness.
I guess what I wanted to get to off the bat here is why you went from, hey man, I don't think they're going to win this Sunday. I don't think they're going to get right this Sunday. I think they're going to continue to landslide this Sunday. From that to they're done. They have no chance.
Chris,
it's over. Turn out the lights.
Because in my opinion, if they would have lost Sunday to Tennessee, that would have. I told you I put a plastic fork in them.
You know, if they would have lost to Tennessee, that would have been,
to me, that would have been the season. And I did not have the faith of this offense to all of a sudden figure it out.
But
against
even
that badass defense?
Even at 7-6, it wouldn't be the season, realistically, any sort of way.
So my thing is this. If you enter the bye on a four-game losing streak with consecutive losses to Dallas and Tennessee, New Orleans coming out of it.
Say you lost 17-13 and you turned the ball over a couple of times. You couldn't run the ball. You weren't, you know, the interior of the offensive line struggled again, so on and so forth.
Well, this is also before Kirk Cousins went and vomited on himself Sunday, too. I was thinking about just the playoff picture does not work in Washington's favor, because I still was of the mindset that, hey, like, Atlanta's got a pretty good shot to win the South. And if they win the South, Tampa has the tiebreaker over us in the wild card situation. Their schedule down the stretch is more favorable than ours.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at it from a number standpoint. It felt like, man, this could be an uphill climb. And I still, in a way, I don't know which group I'm going to get week to week from this team right now. That's okay.
There's a lot of teams that you could say that about around the NFL, though.
But we're talking about this one.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep it to this one. Yes. I genuinely, I don't even want to say it's concern. My trust was broken with the Dallas loss. When you play as poorly as they played against a group that had been outscored 68-20 the 2 weeks prior coming in and looked abysmal. Lifeless for the better part of the last eight quarters, and they come in and walk the ball down the field on the opening drive, and your offense has a banana in the tailpipe for 60 minutes damn near. How am I supposed to trust that
group? It was
actually
like 54 minutes
54
and 18
minutes,
seconds.
But you get what I'm saying. How could you blame a man for losing trust in what
nobody
he saw?
Nobody would blame a man.
Because now I feel like I have to defend myself. Because
I want everybody to know. All weekend I heard,
you're a fair weather fan and you have no faith and no confidence. I'm sorry that I'm not willing to just omit the Dallas loss. For all of you that have your head up your ass and claim you care so much about the rivalry, well, damn, they lost again for the 55th time. Excuse me. The stat going into the week, I think it was 54 meetings heading in. Washington only won 17 since 97.
Yeah.
So you get what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's not as good of a rivalry as everybody thinks it is.
But that's irrelevant to me. Right. I was looking at it from the way Dallas was playing, the way we were playing.
At home, short week, long travel, all that.
Must-win game.
Backup a Palooza. Nobody disagrees with you.
So that's how I was looking at it.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is how you went from, hey, man, that's an inexcusable bad loss, which we all had that reaction. We all talked about it. we all felt the same way, to burying them for the season. That's what I didn't understand when I listened to it while I was driving to Command Land on Friday after doing a show on Infinity. I went to practice on Friday. I heard you yelling, screaming, cursing at people, getting, you know, threatened, guys wanting to fight you in Section 208.
Did I say anything wrong?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at.
It was premature. It was premature.
But to bury them for this year on Friday, I don't think was the right timing and was the right thing to do.
Are you saying I was wrong? Are we allowed to be wrong in sports radio?
You're allowed to be wrong. It's the only job where you can be wrong five
days out of the week and still come into work the next day.
There's
your
a
key
difference.
Card works.
I was wrong. I'm raising my hand.
I raised my hand and said I was wrong. Oh, cool.
There's a difference between me being wrong and you saying what you said, which was stick a fork in them, put a pitchfork in them. They're spineless, gutless. That's not all of that stuff.
How did you generate the hatred that you generated? Because I'm that damn good, Chris Russell.
I generated, I said a lot of those same things too. I just didn't bury their asses for the entire rest of the year.
And that's where you went right, I guess.
That's the difference.
I was that confident and firm in my belief that Sunday was going to be. I thought Sunday was going to be an issue for them. They had the chance to get punked by the Titans. I view the Titans as that type of football team.
Defensively.
No one could have expected 11 penalties, a record number of penalties in the first quarter.
Well, not only that, but nobody could have expected what's more important than that, which was that Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry and Tavondre Sweat would be a complete non-factor and would basically be running around with turkey drooling out of their mouth from Thanksgiving, right?
But look.
They offered no resistance
at all.
So everyone that thought that would be a really, really, really tough matchup turned out to be wrong. Doesn't mean the principle or the premise was wrong. It means the result was way different than logic would tell you. Again, I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm wondering what went through your mind to say they were done for the season.
Because I was off the mindset, if you can't beat Tennessee.
But you didn't expect them to beat Tennessee.
I didn't. I also didn't expect them to lose to Dallas.
Right.
So my expectations, that's what I get frustrated with. If I get presented new information, I have to listen to you people refer to me as a spatula. I should have put a spatula in them is what I was told. Because I flip-flopped so much.
You flip a lot of things.
Stop it, Chris.
Like pancakes.
Stop. I don't flip-flop. It is me being presented new information and, oh, wait, how dare I formulate a new opinion?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How dare I? That's it.
You're allowed to adjust your opinion.
Oh, adjust. Oh,
what you're not
since
allowed
when
to
say. The radio police.
What you're not allowed to say is all year how right you were.
I've been right.
I told you in May and June.
Hold on, Chris.
Unga bunga, unga, unga, unga bunga.
Did I not? Was I? Hold on. Did this young man sitting in this chair? And we don't. I don't do this to be right. I do this because this is my passion. Did I not?
But you like being right.
Did I not perfectly lay out the formula for what this offense was going to be this year? Say it. Say that I did. Who gave you 25 attempts per for contest with Jaden? Who said exotic smash mouth football? If Sunday,
by the way, the team that you stole that from got their asses just beat and destroyed.
I know, but in reality,
you wanted
though.
To. A caller called up yesterday and reminded me of that because I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how great of a bit that would have been if I would have been in my right mind and not doing a thousand different things during the game to just be like exotic smash mouth football against the team that you stole that from.
You know how you steal all of my concepts
anyways, and all of my things? No, nobody's saying that you can't flip around and be like a pancake and a spatula and all that
stuff. I'm not flipping. I'm just being presented new information. That's
Who was it? Smitty? Smitty called in on the show on Friday, and I was listening, and I couldn't howl any louder because that's exactly what you are. But even with that being said, I'm just trying to figure out
it was a bad
why you went to the lengths that you did to have a funeral for them on the radio and how you like. There's been times over the years when I like would defend Jim Haslett, which I was right about.
But you do things out of spite, you know, Kirk Cousins. I went on the rant not out of spite. I went on the rant because that's how I felt.
You don't do things out of spite.
Chris, you're the king of doing things out of spite. Joe Barry's ass can't coach to save his life, and you were ready to die over him. Jim Haslett's ass can't coach to save his life, and you were ready to die for him.
I know. Matt LaFleur, who employed him for 5 years as the defensive coordinator, thought Joe Barry was incompetent, right?
Well, sure. The personnel hasn't changed too much in Green Bay this year. They added Xavier. I get adding Xavier McKinney.
He's got 9 interceptions. They didn't have him.
But all in all, though, in all seriousness, like, all stick aside, there's no way any of you can not understand where I was coming from Friday morning. You can't not get
it. I do not understand where you're coming from. Because, again, I do understand you being down on them. I do understand you being critical and suspicious of their future. What I don't understand,
Chris,
is why you went to the lengths that you did. That's what I don't understand.
Because I understood the time slot I was in and that there could be some ears on me.
Well, there you go, people. Just right there, we got the truth out of him. My guy
on
a Windbag Wednesday was trying to whip up a hornet's nest and was trying to get you all you jabronis in Section 208 to be mad at him and to threaten him to fight and to come down here and attack us all and put us all in jeopardy.
Matt,
we weren't here on Friday. I was working from home and then at Command Land, but Linnell's whole goal was to put the entire two radio stations and the building in jeopardy by having some sharp, well, that too, by having some sharpshooter come down here and do something damaging, all because he was trying to stir up the Hornet.
No,
he was flip-flopping like a bunch of flapjacks on a Friday morning after Thanksgiving. We got the truth.
You all are lucky that I'm a tremendous sport and I allow this. Because in reality, I mean, you all have such unrealistic expectations of me. Excuse me for being down on a group that got embarrassed.
That's not what we're mad at.
But hold on, Chris. There's context to it.
There's context to everything.
A team that could not run the football to save their life walked it down the field on you with backup guards and a makeshift rookie center that didn't get drafted to be a center.
We were all upset.
You didn't stop Dallas once. Every drive that Dallas had themselves by a miscue.
How many people around here put a pitchfork in them and said they were done for the season? At 7-5.
Hey, I did.
That should tell you everything.
But that exactly.
301-230-0983.
And I'm once again.
I'm going to invite the judge, the jury.
No, but in
maybe
reality,
the executioner though, as well.
Well, that's the thing.
We
about
need to
me.
Execute I, better. I'm in favor of it, or whatever that coach John McKay once said when talking about the 76 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm unexecutable. So don't try to execute me.
You know, we can certainly muzzle you.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.